I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York. I'm Pharrell with Carver High and Connor McDavid, a national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Baseball takes priority now. Tons of games every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the premier place to go for picks, boxing, MMA, soccer from Russia. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the top choice. College and pro football countdown is on. Hurry and sign up today. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I just wanted to look at this. First of all, Carver High, did you have anything nice to say about the Pirates reliever that came in and gave up that three-run game-tying home run in the bottom of the seventh?
I guess I shouldn't have said anything about it before, huh? When it was 5-0 and they were cruising along. I guess we just shouldn't have talked about the Pirates there, right?
Yeah, talk about blowing
and
it.
And Musgrove goes and hits that guy to respond to the Harrison hit the inning before,
right?
And that clearly sparked the Diamondback bench as
Did
they
you
got
see,
all fired up.
So the Cubs are up 7-2 in the bottom of the 11th. They're going to beat the Brewers. The one thing I wanted to say, though, was Chris Bryant. You see him slumping lately?
He has been.
0-for-5 tonight as well. He hasn't hit a home run in, what is it, like, it's crazy. It's like a month. He has 2 months. He hasn't hit a home run or something. Is that possible? When is the last time that guy hit a home run? Seriously, because
I'm just going to go and check the box scores real fast.
Well, oh, my God, that was great. Check the box. Brian Jennings ran with 8 home runs and 29 RBIs through 54 games. Not anymore. He went 3-for-4 in Friday's win over the Pirates. I'm trying to keep track of this. Now they're playing the Brewers.
May 14th would be the last time.
So it's been a month almost.
Almost there, yes.
So tonight when I was watching the game at the beginning of the game, they were talking about batting practice before the game. I was watching MLB Network. They said he hadn't had a home run in forever. But he's still hitting like almost 290.
Well, he's actually, in the last week, he had a three-hit game. He had a couple days.
It's not that he's not hitting. He's just not hitting home runs. No home runs. There's something about that team, though, I got to tell you, where, they're dangerous. Three more hits for Hayward tonight and 3 RBIs. So he lit it up. Rizzo drove one in. Almora Jr. drove in a couple. And then Zobrist, I guess, got a pinch hit RBI. I don't know what he did, but he did something in the game. So there you go. So they just keep winning. That's my point. That team is, you know, even though the Brewers, right, are ahead of them in the standings, don't you feel like that they're the team, actually, the Cubs, that are so dangerous?
Yes, I think they'll win the Central.
Can you believe how they're...
And they've gotten zero from Darvish. Zero.
Zero. Just like the Dodgers in the World Series, right? What a mistake.
The Dodgers got something from him. Terrible performances.
Yeah,
The Cubs are actually better off that he's not pitching at all. He can't go out there and ruin the game for them.
He served up the World Series for the Astros.
He was pretty bad.
So let me just see this. The Cubs, when they win tonight, they're gonna be in first place. That's the deal. They're taking over first place tonight with the win. Just so you know. And the Brewers are imploding. That'll be 4 out of 11. They've won 4 and 11. So they're and lost a couple in a row. I still like the Brewers story, their season. Everything's been exciting so far. But I still think that Cubs team is better, right? And they own them. Just so you know. Do you have actual, just because I want to look at their, I'd love to see the whole thing. Here it is right now. So I want to see how many times they beat them 2 of 3 in early April, or they played 4. They beat them 3 of 4, the Cubs, 3 of 4. Then they played them again and swept them at Wrigley in 4. So that's 7 of 8, right? 7 of 8. And then now, then they, so this is what's going on right now. This will be 8 of 9, right? 8 of 9, the Cubs have owned the Brewers. They're going to have Chatwood against Anderson tomorrow, Montgomery against Chacin on Wednesday when the series ends. It's a 3-gamer this time around. And then they won't, I don't know when they face him again. Probably August or something. I can't keep track of it.
Yeah, they'll get a little break.
Get a little break for now. What do you think of that team? Did you see your boy Joe Namath hanging out with the Cubs, throwing out a feeble first pitch?
Again with Joe Namath. Again.
Well, at least he's not here in New York talking about the Jets.
Enough with Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Just can't anymore. I mean, dude.
You've had your fill of Joe Namath?
All the time. Like, why is this guy everywhere? Seriously. Enough.
They won't stop with the Joe Namath. Connor has no clue who that is. He's like, whatever. And he just walked past the newspaper.
Sorry, Connor doesn't know what a newspaper is either, so don't worry. He has no idea.
I'm trying to figure that out first, and then I'll get on to Namath.
He can't even. He has no idea. His favorite. Oh, God.
We'll figure it out, Connor. We'll get Connor. We'll go buy him one. We'll bring him in one tomorrow night. Bring him in a newspaper.
I need a crash course on it.
Yeah. How do you think this show's stacking up with Friday's show, Connor?
At least this one doesn't have any ice cream talk in it. I guess you can look at that.
Well, don't put it past me to get to the ice cream talk. I already told you tonight what I'm doing, right? Now that you brought it up, we might as well talk about it. I have decided tonight, somehow, inexplicably, I will not reach for 5 drumsticks after the show. I eat an average of 5 to 10 ice cream bars or drumsticks or Klondikes or Fat Boys or Dove Double Caramels per day. 5 to 10 per day.
And I think after doing that every day for a week, you're going to have all kinds of withdrawal symptoms tonight trying to not do that.
Oh, I'm already jonesing. I'm jonesing right now, and it's, 12 o'clock. And I won't even be anywhere near that opportunity until 3 o'clock in the morning. Which, and it's great because at 3 in the morning when I go home, everyone's out cold, including the dog, who is vicious and attacks and bites people. But the dog will attack you over food. So while you're eating, it will growl at you and bark at you until you give it your meal. Until you give the dog your entire dinner, the dog will growl, bite, and attack you until you feed it your entire plate. So when I go home at 3 in the morning, I just want to let you know that they're all asleep. So the opportunity to binge eat ice cream is available to me. So I go in, there's no one up. So I can just sit there and just in all of my hoarding glory eat the ice cream cones.
But this isn't about everybody else. This is you against the ice cream. This really, whether people are awake or
not,
it's about what you do when you get home.
I can't stop.
The decisions that you make.
Right.
And
so it's all
you've done a poor job of making bad ones.
It's a problem. You'd wonder, you have to ask yourself, why am I not a fat ass? You know what I mean? Like with the amount of ice cream that I eat.
It's a question that should be asked.
I actually saw a story in the Sunday paper about a Brooklyn sorbet shop that's famous. They have this, the greatest sorbets from the Caribbean in this Brooklyn sorbet store. I was thinking about hitting up, even though I wouldn't go to Brooklyn if you paid me. But it just looked so good in the paper. These giant chunks of sorbet. You don't like sorbet?
Come on.
Really?
It's ice cream.
Please. You have no idea. Do you like sorbet?
I've never. I'm more of a froyo kind of guy.
Dude, ooh. We already went through this. Yeah. It's like a bad dream. But who doesn't like sorbet?
Sorbet.
Shut up.
Come on, man.
Shut up. Everyone loves sorbet.
Now, you love ice cream, Scott. Would you be above getting ice cream from an ice cream truck?
You mean like, oh, you mean the softies?
Like an old school ice cream truck that drives around the neighborhood. Would you run out to that and get anything?
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Whenever the ice cream machine dude is rolling around with the ice cream truck and the music, I roll with the kids. I go right out there. And usually I get ice cream from them and weed and Coke. Usually the ice cream guy is...
He has all that stocked.
The ice cream guy is generally from, you know, what I've seen on shows like The Wire and et cetera, right? The ice cream guy is usually the drug dealer. Isn't it? Don't they do the undercover drug operation sting going on with the ice cream guy?
Yeah, it's like one business leads to another.
I used to be friends with a guy that owned the softy business in New York, like the trucks. So he owned some of those softy ice cream trucks. And the guy used to park over by Sirius, where I did the show for Howard Stern. And we used to get free softy ice cream cones with sprinkles right in front of the building. The guy would be out there, my boy George, and he would park the truck literally right in front of the Howard Stern building. And we would always go out there, but typically we would smoke as much dope as possible, and then we would go eat like 15 to 20 ice cream cones covered in sprinkles. And then anything could happen at that point. Anything could happen to us physically or emotionally when we had as many as 5 to 10 ice cream cones each. And I can tell you, if I get a lot of ice cream in my throat, you think my voice is bad now, you should hear me when I've got a lot of lactose in there. when I got a little ice cream action or sorbet action or some kind of cold, ice cream venture going on in my trachea, it affects me, Carver High. I'll get like, I have to do a lot of that kind of stuff on the air where you get it stuck in your trachea.
Clear it out.
I get ice cream action. Like throat tack. It's like a trachea action.
Not good. Can't have it.
It's not good. Adam is on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, bro. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, I just jumped in the car. Just got off work, and I heard you talking about the Brewers and the Cubs and
right.
How the Cubs are better. And
well, they are.
I just want to put my two cents in. I think they should be better. I mean, the salary cap difference is, I mean, out of this world. I think the Cubs should be embarrassed that they're not in first place over the Brewers. I mean, the Brewers got Ryan Braun, who's 25% of their salary cap. And after that, I mean, there's nothing on that team money-wise that's producing for the Brewers at all. I mean, if I was Cubbies and Cubbies fans, I'd be pretty upset that the Brewers are in first place, well, second place now after tonight. But they should be blowing the Brewers out of the water, and they're just not. And I don't think they will all season. I think the Brewers will take it to them all year and have a chance at winning the Central.
Okay, well, I wish you were right, Adam. That would be fantastic, but you're not hearing me. They've lost 8 of 9 to them. I mean, you're getting bent over and spanked, called Charlie. They're using toys on them, everything else. I mean, they're actually killing them every time they play them. That's a problem, particularly, Carver High, when you play them 19 times, right? Am I wrong? You have got to stop the bleeding with the Cubs. You cannot lose every game you play to the Chicago Cubs this year and expect to not lose the division. You're not going. Then you have to get one of two wild cards, right? And that means you have to have one of the two best records outside of the division winners in baseball. You've already, if you keep losing to the Cubs, you will lose the division, and then you'll find yourself on the outside looking in at getting one of those two playoff spots based on having the best record in baseball. Am I wrong, Carver High?
I do think that they will be there all year, but they will not win the division.
Okay, so I don't think they'll win the division either. And are you telling me that you believe...
I believe they can make the wild card game.
Okay, so you still think they'll have one of the other two best records in baseball?
In the National League,
so
yes.
Better than the Braves, better than the Phillies, better than the Cardinals, better than the Dodgers or the Diamondbacks or the Giants. You think they'll do better?
I think they'll be one of the two teams that make the wild card.
All right, so that makes it interesting. I don't think that you can I don't know if you can recover from losing all the games to your division rival. I don't know if you recover from that and still make it.
Let's see what they do the next two nights here. Show us something. Show us a little life.
Yeah, well.
Go out there and win a couple of games.
Well, they're melting down right now. I'll give them that. It was a good game tonight, but they still, again, melted down.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So, Mike Trout has hit two home runs tonight. Pujols hit one. Also, we got him on Daily Fantasy tonight, too, Trout. Nice performance there on PharrellOnTheBench.com on our Daily Fantasy rosters. Also, I told you, Pujols hit one out. Cruz has hit two out tonight for Seattle, just so you're caught up on all these home runs. Seattle's still up 5-3 on the Angels. And that Pirates D-back game is 5-5.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, what a blown game that was for the Pirates. So, can we discuss this real quick? I wanted to, two things. I just got in the list of the odds, believe it or not, for the, did you see this? For the AFC and NFC championships. So, the odds to win the AFC championship, who do you think's favored?
Well, it's Pats.
Right.
It has to be.
Pats favored to win the AFC championship.
I'm sure the Steelers are next.
And then the Steelers are next. And then the Texans. and then in the NFC, the Eagles are favored.
Before you keep going.
And the Vikings and then Rams.
One second.
They're saying, Vegas is saying a Super Bowl rematch. Hasn't happened in two decades. But they're saying a Super Bowl rematch.
Look, I like what Deshaun Watson did last year when he played those first couple games with the Texans
right
before he got hurt.
He was a world beater.
He was unbelievable. He was fun to watch, the whole deal. He's coming off that injury, okay? Can we not put him in the, you know, him in the Hall of Fame and the team in the Super Bowl
right
without him coming back and showing that he's back from that injury? Like, they're the third choice to, and I get it, the AFC is not great this year. They're the third choice right now to win the AFC?
They are the third choice.
That is just, that's too much for me. Too much.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. They're not winning anything. So, I'm sure they think they are, but they're not. So, because of him having a few good games before he got injured, they're suddenly Super Bowl favorites. They're the third team, basically, the third best option in the AFC. Do you really – I know you just said you don't buy that at all. But, you know, are you buying the Jaguars again? Because they're fourth after what they did. The run they went on, people are suddenly buying them as an automatic that they're going to be a winner. I think they could fall back on their face.
I think that that's very possible.
And then
D is really good.
Their D is really good. I'll give them that. Their D is impressive. And the Chargers are fifth, and then the Chiefs and Broncos, Raiders, and Ravens, Titans, Colts. I won't believe anything with the Colts until I see this guy throw a football. He still hasn't thrown a football.
Nope.
It really is the most amazing thing ever, isn't it, that he still isn't throwing?
It's got to be almost like a calendar year since he's thrown a football.
It'll be a calendar year, and then he'll start throwing in training camp. That's when he'll throw. There's no way. Do you believe he's throwing in these mini camps?
I mean, they're closed off. You never know. You really believe the dude hasn't thrown a football? He has to have, right?
But they're saying he hasn't. So the Eagles, Vikings, Rams and Packers are the top four choices. Rams and Packers tied.
Packers, another team they always put up there.
They always put them up.
Always put them up.
I told
there,
you that's like that's like Indiana in college basketball, always ranked in the preseason. If they haven't won in 5 years, they're still ranked, which they haven't. Diamondbacks just took the lead in the bottom of the eighth. They'll beat the Pirates. Pirates lose every day now. I just wanted to say that.
That great April, where'd that go?
Yeah, I don't think it's so funny. Like, I'm actually, it's just the same thing every summer watching them. It's a disappointment. It's like that smoking hot girl you wanted to go out with, and she ended up sleeping with your best friend. Didn't go over well with you. The Pirates are like that for me. Always teasing me. And then never getting it done. Andrew in Toronto.
Shagadoo.
Oh, Shagadoo.
Scotty, I can't believe the Texans are so high, but I'm thinking my Chargers are a little underrated. You know, they underachieved last season. I think the defense is real good, and I'm loving the offense. Joey Bosa is an absolute stud. Melvin Ingram, I mean, we just picked up Derwin James, should help out the secondary. Am I Chargers being slept on a little bit here, Scotty?
Maybe. You know, I have no problem with that. I'm a fan of Philip Rivers. I love him. You know, very dangerous guy to bet against on a Sunday when, you know, this guy's on the football field. The ball's getting slung for 3 hours. I can guarantee you that. So no lead is safe against that guy. No spread is safe. He's a backdoor cover waiting to happen. I won't deny they have a talent, but they have been abysmal even with it forever. I mean, they just have constantly been a disappointment year after year after year. I've never been able to understand. He's like one of these guys that is going to play his whole career, it would appear to me, and never sniff a Super Bowl. Right? Like, honestly, he's a great quarterback. Do you see him ever playing in a Super Bowl? Not as long as Tom Brady's on this earth.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for him, he's played his whole career
in an
the
era,
same time that Tom Brady and Peyton Manning had.
That's right.
So,
and Roethlisberger.
He made an AFC title game, didn't win up in New England that year, hasn't come close since. And I don't know if they're starting to rebuild the team a little bit to where maybe he can get a little run at the end of his career.
Everyone thinks that.
I'm with Andrew. I think that they're a team that could be in the mix this year.
Be decent.
In the AFC.
But the Rams are the better team in L.A.
But don't they always, with the Chargers, like, they always seem to just have these, like, crushing losses. Like,
or horrible starts.
Like, missed field goal at the end of the game.
Right.
Like, they have
weren't
so
they
many.
Weren't they 0-4 with all the missed field
and
goals?
And they had a bunch of games early in the year that they lost in the last second.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Ovechkin's enormous rock star status as a Stanley Cup champion partier. This guy has set new records for amazing behavior post-Cup win.
On the Tonight Show tonight.
We saw him on the Tonight Show doing keg stand drinking with Jimmy Fallon. He had him upside down chugging from the Stanley Cup. I also saw Mike Smith, the Justified jockey, with a straw drinking out of the Stanley Cup. Everyone is drinking out of the Stanley Cup these days. Everyone. It's time for the update. Here's Peter Schwartz.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So it says here that Jaren Jackson had a huge monster workout for the Suns, and that they were also impressed by Texas center Mo Bamba. They're also lying through their teeth because they're going to take Ayton number one. So all this other stuff is a waste of everyone's time. And the rhetoric of, like, trying to sell it to the media and to the public that you're interested in the other players is a joke.
Well, that's all that it is. Because you know they're taking Ayton.
Automatic.
You know that they're doing
so
it.
So why waste time with it? Tell me what you think of Carver High. Your boy Ovi, his performance with the Stanley Cup from the moment he got it in his hands in Las Vegas, he's been on an unequaled tear.
I've never seen anything like what these guys have done since Thursday night. I mean, this is just, when you talk about stuff of legends, you got to put Ovi, Oshie, Holpe, all these guys, they have been tearing. They tore Vegas up that night after they won, and now the whole weekend, this extended long weekend they've had,
right,
through the streets of Washington D.C. These guys didn't go, like, get a little private room and book a little party and had their families there.
No.
And said, let's just take the cup to ourselves and go have fun. They brought this thing on the streets of D.C. They took it to the Nationals game on Saturday. Then they went and they were swimming in a fountain in the middle of, they went into Georgetown.
Naked.
They went to, weren't they at Ivanka Trump's house too or something? Didn't I see them taking pictures
so.
With Ivanka?
I hope so.
I mean, these guys were everywhere, and they still have the parade tomorrow.
And tomorrow is another day of drunken debauchery.
I mean, Ovi and Holpe were just on Fallon. Ovi, you could tell he hasn't slept in days. I mean, the guy is just, how's he doing it?
So you believe that their party with the Stanley Cup, the Capitals, is the all-time greatest performance ever with a Stanley Cup?
It is, because they got the fans involved. They got the fans involved in the celebration. Now, we live in a different time now where we can actually see this stuff.
So like, they just went and partied with fans.
They did. I mean, I don't recall this much fan participation in a Stanley Cup celebration like they've had. I mean, they got they're singing in the streets with the thing. They've got people touching it. They got people drinking out of it. I'm sure other teams have done it, but not to the level like we have now with social media and the way people were following the Capitals around all weekend.
So the there's 12 teams that haven't won the Stanley Cup.
There is.
In the league. And I just wanted to review with you. In the East, it's Buffalo, Columbus, Florida, Ottawa, right? And in the West, it's Arizona, Minnesota, Nashville, St. Louis, San Jose, Winnipeg, Vancouver, and Vegas. Are you surprised? Are you surprised that the Canucks have never won a Stanley Cup? A little bit?
I guess a little bit. They've had opportunities, obviously.
Who do you believe will be the of the 12 teams that I just read off? Buffalo, Columbus, Florida, Ottawa, Arizona, Minnesota, Nashville, St. Louis, San Jose, Winnipeg, Vancouver, and Vegas. Would you say the Winnipeg Jets maybe have the best chance of, or Nashville, of those all those teams to win a cup?
Well, I mean, you go by this year, obviously, those three teams that are in the West that you just said, they were the three best teams in the West this year. So if Nashville, Winnipeg, and Vegas improve, get better, they have the chance to do it quicker than the rest of those teams. I guess the teams that you start to think about, who's obviously when you talk about long droughts and been in the league forever, you have a lot of fairly newer teams on that list.
Right.
But then when you talk about Buffalo or you talk about St. Louis, you know, those are teams that have been around in the NHL for a long time and to not have the cup. Kind of similar to Washington this year, how they were 40-plus years. So you look to those teams hoping maybe their day will come.
So Saturday, Ovechkin did it. They went to a Nationals, threw out the first pitch twice at the Nationals game. And then they got drunk in a luxury box. Then they went to Georgetown where things got wild. They had a keg stand. They made that out of the cup. Then they went skinny dipping. Then they went to Cafe Milano in Georgetown for dinner where they tore that place up. Then your boy Burakovsky went and got a tattoo.
A bunch of them got tattoos. I saw Connolly in a picture getting a tattoo, eating a slice of pizza.
Then they went to the restaurant's rooftop and hoisted the cup into the night sky. Then they went to a nightclub, and then Ovechkin slept with the cup. And then tonight they were on Fallon, and it is not ending. Tomorrow's the parade for everyone. John in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell,
hey,
how are you?
What's happening?
Hey. Love your show.
Thanks, buddy.
For a long time, we have a lot in common. You're a tennis player and a boxing fan. I don't know. I used to box, and I worked for Angelo Dundee. And
awesome.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, my God. You know, they go, how would you like to train pro fighters and learn under Angelo Dundee? I said, the Smokey the Bear in the woods.
Yeah, so how long did you work for Angelo Dundee?
One year. I went to Germany and cornered a world title fight for him in Kiel, Germany. We were supposed to get on a boat, black tie event, go to Sweden. We had 11 pro boxers from Sweden we were training. George Scott won the world title, you know, against Rafael Ruelas. I got a story about that one.
Are you still involved in boxing?
I'm not. I'm a tennis pro.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, and I'm changing tennis the way it's taught. Under 10 years old, it's left hand, right hand. It's ambidextrous serving.
Wow, so you're teaching them how to serve with both hands.
Exactly. And some of them are better with the left hand than the right. I learned it 10, 15 years ago.
I believe that.
Yep. Worked for Rick Nacy, Chris Evert.
I think you should work for Jack Sock. It looks like he needs some help.
I hear you. They need mental help more than physical help. Boom. Yes,
it's
sir.
True. Well, what did you think of Rafa winning the French again for the 11th time? Talk about predictable.
Right. Well, not really. The guy beat him 2 months ago prior to You know, so he was the only guy to beat him in the last 2 years on the clay court. So,
yeah, and then he got straighted in the French Open. He got straight sets.
There you go. Don't mess with Rafa.
I mean, in that tournament, it is the most unbelievable thing. I only think I've seen it, like, in tennis, like, where the way Borg dominated on the grass at Wimbledon. There's nothing I've ever seen more dominant than what Nadal's done on the red clay.
Didn't Borg dominate on the clay also?
He did, but he was better on the grass. Without a doubt. But I think, you know, Rafa's won everything. He's won it all. I think that he's really, when it's all said and done and when he goes away, I think he'll be one of the greatest tennis players we've ever seen in our lifetime. I think that, obviously, Federer is in that conversation for sure. I think Roger Federer is all-time greatest at this point. But there's a lot of guys that were really good. But I think that you have to put Nadal up there with Federer, just for the fact that he won 11 straight French Open finals. That's insane.
And Pharrell, I'm going to say one more thing about McEnroe, who's interviewing him, who I could tell you more stories. I got a feeling you and I are going to get to know each other. But
slow down.
McEnroe is probably one of the greatest ever. You know what he did that nobody else has ever done and nobody ever will do again? He only lost 3 singles matches in an entire year. Now, here's the crazy part of it, and people don't realize this. He only lost 3 doubles matches in the same year. And one of them was to my friend that I play darts with, who I met McEnroe there, and my girlfriend chats him up for like 30 minutes, and I can't get a word.
Who is this?
David Dowland. David beat him at Forest Hills with Duke Odizar, and then they win the finals at Forest Hills.
Yeah, you're losing McEnroe, me. You're losing me on the doubles tennis conversation. What do you want to say to me about the Texans' defense? Honestly, I don't want to talk about men's doubles tennis. I want to kill myself.
Defense. You guys left out the defense.
I've left nothing out of the conversation with the Texans. Let's all stop getting so excited about the Houston Texans, for Christ's sakes. I've never seen anything like it. We even mentioned them tonight, and now all of a sudden everybody's got them going to the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl, the Houston Texans. Remember, hey, Carver Howie, do me a favor. Will you write down this nonsense night that we could put this in there? What is today, June 11th? Can you put down today as the worst day ever for people telling me that the Houston Texans are now winning the Super Bowl? Write it down on June 11th that they're winning it all.
So let it be written.
You know what I mean?
So let it be done.
I loved your stories about tennis and about Angelo Dundee and everything. You lost me once.
When he got to the dart player that played doubles back.
The doubles dart partner at the local bar, that's where you lost me. I just wanted to say that. Like, that's where we kind of lost each other at that point. But I was all for everything you had said to me up to that point. The bonus time that we gave you on the air ran out after there's code words used.
It's all right. You're going to get to know him.
I'm going to get to know you later, though, but we won't even worry about that now. But the code word was used. You used the code word. Doubles tennis was the code word. And if you say, doubles tennis on this show, you will be eradicated. I just wanted to say that. But I love that guy's call, nevertheless. I just wanted to say. I don't know what the hell happened to my Pirates tonight, but it wasn't good. From the seventh inning on, it wasn't
bad
good.
Finish.
It just was not good. Although I did bet on Arizona tonight. You had told me that the Pirates were going to win, but that's okay. I still believe in your betting abilities and baiting. You're baiting people into drinking games in Las Vegas, much like Ovechkin, and then your ability to win at 3 bet blackjack.
Love that game.
I do too. Real quick, Dana in Pharrell, Alberta in Calgary.
Hey, Pharrell, long time no talk to you.
Hey, Dana.
I'm just curious. I know you're a big, big Penguin fan.
Right.
And I'm just curious if you're jealous about how Washington is, like, rocking the cup.
No, I mean, like, really, like, seriously, bro, it's so it's just not an argument anyone's going to win with me, like, making fun of the Penguins with their five Stanley Cups, okay? So let's just, I'm going to save you humiliation right now and pour you a shot of Jameson. And then you need to go spark up a spliffer and forget that you, like, tried to call me up and play, like, some kind of mock game with me about my team with your little one Stanley Cup and my five gigantic Stanley Cups. It's called 5-on-1. We're going to sit on you, and you're just going to lose all your breath, and then you're going to die with us on top of you with our five cups to your one. You're just getting strangled right now by me and my five cups. It's just the weight of it all is crushing your skull. But good luck to you. You know, it's 1-on-5. That's what the, you know what that was? The Warriors against LeBron. Same thing happened. 1-on-5. It's called you lose. Never make fun of a team that has five championships to your one, okay? There's the tip of the day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.